Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Time and Space Radio. This is Sheila Hawkins of Third Eye Group. I apologize if you were on the air here live and the show didn't start. Something went wrong with our connection here, but we're back in business. So once again, welcome to Time and Space Radio. This is Sheila Hawkins of Third Eye Group. And just a little tidbit for those of you who aren't familiar with me, you don't know me or what I do. I help women solopreneurs to gain a different perspective of time, to shift their perspective of time, if you will, and how they engage and approach it when it comes to getting things done. So I help them reframe time for themselves and then build on that foundation to increase their productivity in a way that positively impacts their bottom line. And my approach is totally different. My approach is holistic, but also based upon a couple of principles, actually a couple of truths. But I believe that productivity is personal, and how you manage yourself around time is all about perspective. It's all about how you see things and how you relate to time. So this radio show is focused on helping women solopreneurs, coaches, consultants effectively manage their time, space, and lives and gain the time freedom that being in business for yourself offers you. So today, we're talking about your clutter connections, the things that lie between you and your stuff, those connections, the lines between you and your stuff, the stuff that you can't seem to get rid of in your workspace, the things that keep you bound together. And there's more to clutter than meets the eye. Now, at times, people get rid of it only to have it return, and they wonder why it comes back and why they just can't seem to ditch it for good. Now, clutter is honestly one of the most common challenges that I see when working with clients. It's right up there with procrastination. Like, those have always been the top two challenges for the entire length of time that I've been in business and working with women business owners. Procrastination and clutter, those are the two top challenges. And that has not changed over the course of time. You know, many people have had the experience of dealing with clutter on a constant basis. And as I mentioned before, even getting rid of it only to have it return. It returns because you can't clear clutter by dealing with it on the surface, meaning that you can't clear the clutter and expect to be rid of it for good if you're only removing it from your space. Now, that's not how you have to deal with clutter. You've got to dig deeper. And we're going to talk about digging deeper later on in this broadcast. Now, there are much deeper connections between you and the clutter in your space. The key to eliminating the clutter for good is to discover where the connection is and work to dissolve on those deeper levels. So first, let's talk about your clutter types, the types of clutter that people have. You know, there's paper, of course. Paper is the number one culprit when it comes to things taking up space. Then, of course, you've got, you know, maybe books or files or, and again, that classifies though as paper. But then there are other things that you may have. You might run out to the office supply and you come in, and instead of putting those things away, you drop the bag, and the bag just kind of stays there. And it becomes part of the clutter in your space. So as you look around your office space right now, if that's where you happen to be sitting, and if not, think about what your office space looks like right now. If you were there, what would you see? Would you see a clean and clear desk? Would you see things on top of the filing cabinet? Would you see stacks of things on your desk? It might even be that you can't work at your desk because of the things that are there. It may even be that you can't work in your office or the space that you've designated to be your office because of the clutter that's in the space. You know, it might be one of those situations where the clutter is literally chasing you out of your space. But that clutter carries over into other spaces, over into other environments. If you've got clutter at home, chances are then you have it in your workspace or at your workspace, whether your workspace is down the hall or upstairs or around the corner from the kitchen or in an actual office building separate from your home. Things tend to carry over. And what I've noticed in working with people and dealing with people in general is that when people have clutter in their homes, of course it carries over to their office or workspace, but I also find that it carries over into your car, your purse, your briefcase, the bags that you carry for different reasons, you know, all of it carries over. So if you're seeing clutter and it's been an issue for a while, then chances are you see it in more than one space in your life because it's been around for that long. And the reason it multiplies and it carries over into other spaces, other environments, is because you haven't dealt with it or because you haven't addressed it in the right way. So it continues to come back because there are things there that are meant for you to see. You're meant to see the things that lie beneath the surface, but of course you haven't approached it that way because you didn't know. You didn't know. So clutter carries over. And you can look at a person's surroundings and their belongings and tell a lot about them. And I don't mean in a judgmental way. I mean just simply by looking at the space. Like when I look at someone's cluttered space, you know, sometimes people are embarrassed, but it's like, hey, I see this all the time. It's the norm for me. This is part of what I do. And when I look at those spaces, of course, it's not in a way that judges the person, but the space speaks to me. It lets me see what really is going on for this person. And it might even tell me, without having a conversation, depending upon the situation, may even tell me where this person has their connections to the clutter that's in the space. So your space can tell a lot about you. You know, we all know the old saying, you are what you eat. Same is true about your environment. Your environment speaks volumes about you. It tells the truth about you. So if your space is cluttered, then you are your clutter. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. And anything that we experience in life is there for a reason, right? It's there for us to learn from. We learn about ourselves and we learn about who we are. We learn to reveal things that are there, that are present, that we don't know about so that we can let them go and evolve and grow. That's what life is all about. So, again, look around your space, your office space, your home space, and note what you see. Is your place a disaster, like so full of paper and other things that you can't see the surfaces, like you can't see your desk? Like you don't know that the surface of your desk is wooden, or like you know it, but you don't know it really because you can't see it. You know, look around and take note of what you see. Your environment is directly connected to what's going on with you physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Your environment is your reflection. If your environment's cluttered, you have to look to see what's going on beneath the surface in those areas and address it to get rid of the clutter once and for all. And again, that's what we're going to talk about here. You know, and on the surface, things get cluttered because, you know, spaces get cluttered, I should say, because things don't have a home or because you don't put things away. But that's like the typical, like kind of when you get caught up in life, right? It's not necessarily because you've got a clutter issue and some other things going on that are causing the clutter. So what I'm speaking to here, though, is a situation where you do have the more intense situation where there is something going on beneath the surface. You know, it's really easy to accumulate things or to not want to get rid of things because they have a monetary value or a sentimental value that's attached to them. But in my interaction with clients, I've gone beneath the surface and found that those dealing with clutter have usually had something happen that actually started the process of the clutter accumulating. So beneath that surface lies the truth about you and your clutter. So I mentioned four different connections, right? Spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical connections between you and your clutter. And so let's talk about first the physical connection. You know, when we look beyond the physical clutter, we can begin to see the connection to the physical body. And you might be saying, so how does my clutter relate to my physical body? And for you, it may not. It may not be that that's your clutter connection, but for some it does. Often when you have clutter, you're also dealing with health concerns or excess body weight, which has you feel the same way that clutter does, right? The clutter in your space can make you feel a particular way. It can make you feel drained and without balance and heavy and even wanting to get out of that space. So you might even feel, if one of your connections to your clutter is physical, you might feel like you want to get out of your body or change your body, the way that it looks and the way that it feels. You know, in a cluttered space, there's no real life present. You know, there is limited movement, or it's difficult to move around the space. There's no balance. And even walking in this, you feel uncomfortable and wanting to leave it. You know, I said something about that a few minutes ago about how clutter can literally chase you out of a space, and it will. And for some, clutter is a way of protecting themselves, just like excess body weight can be a form of protection. So getting to the root cause or causes of the health issues or the excess body weight is where you want to go. You know, especially if there's something that you're feeling that you're trying to protect yourself from. That's where your clutter connection is. And that's where you're going to have to go to be able to rid your environment of the clutter for good. And weight loss or addressing the health concerns opens up a door that motivates you to get rid of the clutter permanently. And it works in the opposite manner as well. You know, you can start to address your physical body and it moves you to get rid of the clutter. You can start to get rid of the clutter and be moved in a way that allows you or has you want to address the changes that you want to see happen with your physical body. So what happens is getting rid of the clutter in the physical space can cause lifestyle change if that's where your clutter connection is at. It may be that your connection is elsewhere, and we're going to talk about that. So now let's talk about the mental connection. Now, clutter accumulates in physical spaces when mental clutter begins to accumulate. This might be your clutter connection. The mental clutter is the result often of stress and the emotions that come along with it, and minor and major shifts or changes in your life. Now, when we're cluttered mentally, we find it, of course, difficult to focus. We're not clear, and we can feel mentally weighed down and drained, and even physically exhausted, because that's where mental exhaustion will take you. It will have you feeling like you just ran 5 miles and you're not a runner. It will have you feeling completely exhausted. Our thought patterns represent what the physical environment looks like. When you free yourself from the mental load, remove the blockage, you pave the way for clearing your space, and you become clear again mentally. When your mind is clear, your environment can be clear. And again, vice versa, just like the physical connection, when your environment is clear, your mind is clear. So then the next connection that I want to talk about is the emotional connection to clutter. Now, you may think that this area of your life isn't necessarily cluttered, but I want you to guess again. I want you to think about that. How many times have you known people to walk around with unresolved emotions? Like, what happens at the end of a relationship? Usually there are things that remain unfinished, unsaid, and plenty of emotion, as well as the baggage that goes along with it, unless you consciously work to resolve those, right? There's often a lot of things that are lingering once a relationship is severed. And oftentimes we don't talk about it with anybody. We don't address the other party. Sometimes it's not possible, but we still don't deal with the things, like the things that we haven't said that we're dying to say or that we just have to say, we still don't say them. And sometimes that can be just as simple as writing them down, speaking them out loud, and burning the paper that you write it on and letting it go. Sometimes it can be just that simple. Other times not. But we don't deal with a lot of the emotion that we experience. Relationships is just one area. And then you have those relationships where you have people who just literally, they drain you. They're energy vampires. Then you have the abusive relationships. And I'm not talking about just physical abuse, mental and emotional abuse. These are forms of emotional clutter, the stuff that builds up for you emotionally. If there's enough of it, and if it remains for a long enough time, the emotional clutter will flow over into your environment. So if you're dealing with a cluttered environment, take a look at your inner circle. See who's present. Do you have some people around you who drain you? Do you have unresolved things in an existing relationship or a relationship that you've ended? You want to look at those things. It may be possible that there are some people that you need to remove from your life. And if that's the case, start thinking about the process of letting them go. And remember that just like the clutter in your space, people can contribute to your emotional clutter. And the longer they're present, the more space they take up. The longer you let them stay there, the more room you give them, the more real estate you offer them. Careful about who you allow to stay and occupy space in your life. It's important to keep your emotional space clear so that your environment can stay clear of the clutter. And then there's that fourth connection, the spiritual clutter connection. And this area is extremely important because spirituality is at our core. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. We aren't humans. That's not our nature. That's just who we're being while we're here. We are spiritual beings having the human experience. And everything is energy, including that clutter that you're looking at in your space right now, or that you're thinking about in your space right now. We know that like attracts like. Therefore, clutter attracts more clutter. The more clutter you have in a space, the heavier or more negative the energy, which impacts you directly. And that's the energy that will keep you from being productive in a number of ways. As I mentioned before, clutter will chase you out of a space. Well, if clutter is chasing you out of your space, if you can't work in it, or if you feel antsy and you can't sit there, so you're thinking of excuses to get up and go do X, or get up and go get X, or maybe I'll go sit in this room, or maybe I'll go to the coffee shop, or whatever the case may be, you're not getting things done. So it's impacting your productivity. The energy that clutter brings to a space will blur your vision. It'll keep you confused, and it'll also keep you from moving forward in life. We all have our own personal path, a reason why we're on the planet, or life's purpose. And when there's clutter, you're detoured from that path because it becomes difficult to connect with your higher power, or creator, or your higher self, or spiritual self. When you hold on to things, you remain connected to the past. The things you hold on to hold the energy from the past too, relationships and other situations. And you stay there in that space, unable to connect on a spiritual level or to move forward on your path. And I'll say it again, you are a spiritual being. And in your human life experience, you may have a way of gathering things because physical things have become important to you. And it's not such a great habit to have, given that you can become buried in it and have your space be completely cluttered if you don't watch it. And, of course, with that clutter in the space, you're wasting time searching through the clutter for the things that are there, that you think are there. More importantly, the clutter leaves you in a space where you absolutely have no freedom, which is completely opposite from the freedom that is inherent within you as a spiritual being. Without that inherent freedom, you become bogged down by the clutter, unable to explore or engage in life experience as you desire it. So the physical, mental, and emotional clutter that you continue to carry adds to the existing spiritual clutter. And that is what will have you be unable to fulfill on your life's purpose, because you aren't able to connect with the divine on that level, to be able to be clear about what you're here to do or what your next step is. With the clutter present, you have no direction and, in a sense, have no purpose, because you aren't living that purpose, right? Your purpose becomes a bit null and void, if you will. So when you clear the clutter from your space, you call back to yourself the parts of your spirit. Those are all telltale signs that there is something else going on. There is something more to your clutter other than, okay, well, I just need to put those things away. Or something else is in play besides you just not putting things away at the end of the day or letting things accumulate for a couple of weeks and then deciding, okay, I really need to take care of this. You know, those are all habits that will lead to clutter. But many times there's something else going on beneath the surface. So if this has been your experience, you want to stop. And you want to look at those four areas. Look at things from a physical perspective. Are you having health challenges? Do you have weight that you've maybe gotten rid of and it's come back? Or that you tried to get rid of and you just can't seem to do it? Like you can't get anywhere. You can't even get rid of, say, a couple of pounds. then it's possible that your connection to your clutter is a physical one. It's related to your physical body. It's possible. Now, mentally, look to see how you're feeling. Are your thoughts cluttered? Do you find it really hard to focus constantly? Are you weighed down? Do you feel heavy mentally? Are you exhausted? And you're trying to figure out, okay, so why am I even physically exhausted when I haven't really done anything to be physically exhausted? Mental exhaustion will take you there. So you want to look there to see, okay, well, maybe this is how I'm connected to the clutter I can't seem to get rid of. And you definitely want to explore. I encourage everybody to explore the possibility of their clutter connection being an emotional one. You know, it can be really emotional. I had a client who came to me, and she couldn't figure out why all of a sudden she had all this clutter and couldn't get rid of it. And after digging deeper, we found her connection to be an emotional one, and that it started once when her grandmother passed away. That was a very emotional thing for her, and she couldn't process. And then, of course, you want to look at things from a spiritual perspective. Like, is there a connection to your clutter there for you? You know, again, there's something else going on beneath the surface with your clutter if you just can't get rid of it. And the key to eliminating clutter for good is to discover where the connection is and work to dissolve it on that deeper level. That's where you have to start. So I encourage you to look right now. Take what I've shared with you here and start to contemplate where your connections are. Then it's about delving into those to see where the connections exist, what they are, and why they're there. Removing a clutter from your space really gives you some freedom. It will inspire you and start to nurture you on many, many levels. So thank you for listening. This is Sheila Hawkins of Third Eye Group, and you've been listening to Time and Space Radio. For more great information and tips, real-time tips and information you can use, check out my blog at timeandspaceblog.com. And don't forget to check out the website if you're interested in a more personal approach to productivity. Thanks again for listening. This is Sheila Hawkins.